I kind of skipped over The Tombs of Itzwan, which in some ways is a really powerful, beautiful book, not the least because it has a female protagonist who is the priestess to these ancient tombs, a labyrinth underground into only which she is allowed to go. Ged comes there to steal a treasure that has been lost, and he eventually frees Arha from the servitude of the tombs and brings her back. I want to focus a little bit more on The Farthest Shore, because I think this is the most challenging book in some ways of the three, and the hardest to understand. And it also has what is, in my opinion, the most beautifully written scene in fantasy literature, even more than Frodo at the Crack of Doom, and even more powerful. In The Farthest Shore, something has gone wrong with magic. Something has gone wrong with that relationship, as I talked about, between the name and the thing. And Ged, who is now the archmage of all of Earthsea, sets off on a quest with Arryn, a young prince, and they go to try to find the source of the trouble. They end up sailing all over the archipelago. You get to see various different customs and cultures and so forth. But eventually, they end up on Celador, the furthest west island where the great dragons live, near where the great dragons live. And I want to give you another example of Le Guin's kind of beautiful writing here. This is a description of Celador once they've landed there. The dunes ran inland, low and grassy, for half a mile or so, and then there were lagoons, thick with sedge and salt reeds, and beyond those, low hills lay yellow-brown and empty to the end of sight. Beautiful and desolate was Celador. Nowhere on it was there any mark of man, his work, or inhabitation. There were no beasts to be seen, and the reed-filled lakes bore no flocks of gulls or wild geese or any bird. And that kind of quiet, beautiful loneliness is a characteristic of Le Guin's writing. And also, I should take a little digression here to say it's a characteristic of fantasy writing to have really, really good writing about landscape. Fantasy might not be so good about dialogue in terms of realistic dialogue, but when people contrast realism with fantasy, fantasy does realistic description of landscape as well or better than mainstream literature. So Ged and Arryn come to Celador, and there they eventually come to the very edge of the world, and the evil wizard who's been causing all the problems comes to them, and they follow him into the Land of Death. And the Land of Death is really interestingly described. It's dark and dusty and silent and miserable. They confront the evil wizard, and they actually debate with the evil wizard and find out what he's done, which is to try to cast a spell so that he can live forever. And there's that theme again, that trying to become immortal has terrible consequences, but yet people want to do it. People are afraid of death. I think this is very natural. I also think this is why fantasy literature, and children's fantasy in particular, is so appealing, because that kind of idea of wanting immortality and trying to deal with the problem of death is not handled particularly well by mainstream literature. Mainstream literature talks about what death does to people, as I said, but it doesn't really talk about the desire for eternal life and possibly consolations to that. So, Ged and the evil wizard speak, and Ged gives his name to the evil wizard. And the evil wizard says, "Now I have your name, I can control you." And Ged says, "My name is of no use to you. You have no power over me at all. I'm a living man. My body lies on the beach of Celador, under the sun, on the turning earth. And when that body dies, I'll be here. But only in name alone, in shadow. Do you not understand? Did you never understand, you who called up so many shadows from the dead, who summoned all the hosts of the perished, even my lord Aerith Akbe, wisest of us all? Did you not understand that he, even he, is but a shadow and a name? His death did not diminish life, nor did it diminish him. He is there, there, not here. Here is nothing, dust and shadows. There he is the earth and sunlight, and leaves of the trees, the eagle's flight. He is alive, and all who ever died live. They are reborn and have no end, nor will there ever be an end. All save you.